Hey, check this out. Let's take this game trail. Looks like there's a bunch of critters been using this. All kinds of animals. Oh my goodness. Oh, I can't stand these things. It feels like it got in my mouth.
What is it?
Oh, it's a spider web. You see it wrapped all over me? Oh, I cannot stand spider webs. Oh, I still feel like I got spider webs just kind of all over me. Yeah, watch out where you're going. Because what? Ah, isn't that the worst? You know, there is nothing I hate more than those nasty spider webs. You're just going about your business, enjoying a nice little walk in the woods, and then wham, they hit you out of nowhere. You can get tangled up in them in no time. It feels like a blanket all over you, and it just feels like you can't get them off of you. You know, it makes me think a lot about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Remember them? Yeah, these were the religious leaders of the Jewish people in the days of Jesus. They had the power, they had the money, and they had the authority. But when Jesus came on the scene, they felt their way of life being questioned and changed. Instead of just accepting the truth that Jesus was the very Son of God, the long-awaited Messiah, they plotted to get rid of Him. They weaved webs of lies and deceit, trying to trap Jesus like some helpless fly in a spider's web. Luke 11:53 says, "And as He said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge Him vehemently and to provoke Him to speak of many things, laying wait for Him and seeking to catch something out of His mouth that they might accuse Him. But unlike me, as I walked through the woods," you know what? Jesus wasn't caught off guard. He wasn't surprised at all. He wasn't caught up in their web, you know? He was focused on the Father and the work He came to do. He responded with Scripture, declaring truth and understanding to all who would listen. Day in and day out, a spider weaves its web, relying on itself for all things. But Jesus offers a way out of that lifestyle focused on self. You don't have to do it all. You can't simply get out of the webs on your own. Only with the help of Jesus will you ever be free from the webs of life. Do you know Him? If you want to learn more about Jesus and what it means to follow Him, check out more videos like these at lifeword.org. Or you can follow LifeWord on social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.
Watch out where you're going, because what? Whoa. What are you doing with that big stick? What's on me? What is it?
Hold on just a second.